President Trump's lambasting of China is symptomatic of Trump's many shortcomings. He clearly doesn't understand the office and believes that a short visit to Mar-a-Lago with China's president clearly has some sort of long-term credibility and influence over China early in his presidency. He clearly has no understanding of geopolitics and clearly has no understanding of the complexities relating to North Korea and China. He seems to think that China can just flip a switch and tell North Korea what to do, and which is Trump's own problem. Trump seems to think he can just bully and harangue and tell the Congress of the United States and other countries what to do. So President Trump's Twitter rampages and blaming other countries for not interfering into the sovereign affairs of others, which is what he's expecting. He's expecting China to interfere into the sovereign affairs of another country, namely North Korea, is also symptomatic of the American mindset. For 70 years, since 1945, the United States has trotted around the world interfering in the internal affairs of other sovereign states, and if it didn't do it, it would use proxy states, much like it is in the Middle East. It is using Saudi Arabia to interfere in the sovereign affairs of affairs in various Middle Eastern countries. So, you know, this is symptomatic of the ugly American mindset. And when other countries say no, you have the Americans throwing a fit like a child. And that is what we've seen. We have finally seen an American president that is representative of the American mindset, and that is of a spoiled brat throwing a fit when it doesn't get what it wants.